Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, L-O-C-K-E-D-1-5, and you will get 15% off your next order. It is Monday, May the 3rd in the year 2021. The draft is over. The draft was fun. And we saw 10 Buckeyes get drafted and 5 get picked up via the undrafted free agent market. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment 2, there are 3 Buckeyes. Only got time to talk about 3 Buckeyes, their new landing spots, and why I liked where they got picked up. Segment 3, I'll talk about Jameson Williams, the recent transfer, and where he might play football next year. We begin today's show talking about the draft. We talked a little bit about day 1 on Friday, but day 2 and 3, which took place Friday and Saturday, man, there was a lot of action amongst Ohio State Buckeye players, former players that used to play in Columbus, from Pete Werner to Josh Myers, Baron Browning, Tommy Togiai, Jonathan Cooper, Sean Wade, and then also the undrafted free agent market, as I like to call it, Tuff Borland, Drew Chrisman, Blake Hallbell, Jake Hosman, and Justin Hilliard. I hope I said Blake's name correctly. I hope I said Jake's name correctly as well. Guys, there's so much to like, so much to enjoy, and these guys are going to have a lot of fun in the National Football League. Number 11 overall, Justin Fields. We talked about him on Friday, talked about how he could troll Dabo Sweeney with wearing number 11 in the NFL, not only to Dabo Sweeney, but also to just say he was the number 11 overall pick in this draft. And just remind everyone, y'all skipped over me. But from Pete Werner to the Saints, I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's a good fit. There's former Buckeyes already there in Malcolm Jenkins, Marshawn Lattimore, Nick Vannett, Michael Thomas. None of them played with Pete Werner, but they can help him get acclimated to being a pro a whole lot easier. Josh Myers right there to the Green Bay Packers. Corey Linsley out. I believe Corey Linsley might be in L.A. Don't quote me on that. But you want a guy to come in right away with Aaron Rodgers. Will A-Rod be there? Will he not be there? I do like to use a different play on words, have big names for everybody. Aaron Rodgers, A-Rod, it seems to fit. But Josh Myers right there in Green Bay. You have a piece around you to help you get acclimated and to help you fit in right away. Will the GM be there? Will he not be there? Will A-Rod get his way? Those are things that are to be determined. But I think Josh Myers to Green Bay is a phenomenal fit. Wyatt Davis fell to the 3rd round. Like I mentioned earlier, his tape this past year was not as good as his 2019 tape. And also, he is an offensive guard. Don't think he can move down to center, but positionally, tape-wise, I thought Wyatt Davis would be a 2nd-round pick. Said it right here on the show. But 3rd round to the Vikings, hey, they're trying to get things going. They're trying to keep this momentum that they have. Wyatt Davis right there in Minnesota, let's move forward with it. Trey Sermon, 3rd round pick. Now, to be honest with you, once again, your boy was wrong. I thought Trey Sermon would be a 4th round pick because of his injury history and lack of playing time last year. What did we see? Trey Sermon, 3rd round pick. The medicals, did they get tested the way that the teams would like? Absolutely not. But we do get Trey Sermon going there to the 49ers. Trey Lance, number 3 overall pick. And I believe Frank Gore, from a report that I saw, Frank Gore assisted the 49ers with the Trey Lance pick. And possibly, this is speculation, but it's possible that he helped with a Trey Sermon pick as well. That's a team out there ready made to win. I'm not saying Trey Lance will be a starter right now. I think Jimmy G is a guy. I'm not saying Trey Sermon will be a starter right now. But what I am saying is, if you want a guy to go to a situation, all right, off the bat, where he can assist and be a vital piece of the team, where he's not being asked to have 20 touches a game or 22 to 23 touches a game, hey, Trey Sermon, get there in that rotation, fit in where you fit in the best right there with that team, and roll with it. Baron Browning to the Broncos. This is something that was sneaky because I thought Baron Browning would get drafted a little bit sooner. The athleticism that everybody talks about is something that is there. You can't shy away from. You can't overlook it. But Baron Browning to the Broncos, let's go, baby. It's go time. I'm excited for all these guys. Tommy Togai to the Browns. I mentioned this on Locked On Big Ten. Make sure you check that out today. Myself and Big Ten Ben go around the Big Ten Conference recapping the draft for numerous players that played football in the Big Ten. But Tommy Togai, you're going to have him in rotation and occasionally be in the middle in between Clowney on one side and Garrett on the other. I don't forget, that boy had 40 reps on the bench at 225. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so nice to watch him play football in the National Football League. Luke Farrell, I did not expect him to get drafted. But once I remembered and once I saw, oh, he was recruited by Urban. Urban brought him in. Urban knows his family. Urban knows where he can be utilized properly, blocking, pass pro, and run blocking. Occasionally in the passing game, not a starting tight end, but a guy you can get and put him in rotation. That's Luke Farrell. Sean Wade to the Ravens. I did not think he was going to fall that far. I did not. And Jonathan Cooper, Broncos at the very last pick for the Buckeyes in the draft, fell quite a bit as well. But Cooper's a tweener. Will he be a stand-up outside linebacker? Will he be a hand in the ground defensive end? That's to be determined. I think he's a stand-up guy. I don't know if he's going to be able to move in space like he's needed when he's not having his hand in the ground, three-point stance, defensive end. So Borland went to the Broncos. The next are going to be undrafted free agents. Borland to the Broncos, Crispin to the Bengals, Hawbill to the Titans, Jake Hosman, tight end to the Lions, only had three catches last year. Then Justin Hilliard to the 49ers. That's a guy I think San Francisco 49ers fans will love a lot in a short amount of time. We're going to break it down a little bit when we come back. But first, check this out. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball is in full swing, and you can track all the action at betonline.ag. This week has tons of sports action on the go as the NFL draft is over, and there's a place to get future bets on the NFL draft for 2022. And the Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown completed this past weekend. Get all the news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device to sign up today. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. As we roll on with today's episode, I want to remind you to make sure you check out Locked On Buckeyes on the YouTube. That is correct. There's one more amazing way for you to check out Locked On Buckeyes, along with the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the plethora of ways you can check out Locked On Buckeyes, the audio portion, on a regular basis. There's also the video, not just WKYC.com, but also Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube, their very own YouTube page. Just like you have subscribed to Locked On Buckeyes on the audio version, subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes on the YouTube so you don't miss a beat. Oh, I got one more reminder very quickly. The month of April was phenomenal with the downloads, and I want to thank you so much. Remember, tell your family about the show. Tell your friends about the show. I'm sure you'll pass it on to them. You know that guy? That's your foe. You know you guys don't really get along, but he's an Ohio State fan just like you. Tell him about the show so more people can enjoy Locked On Buckeyes just like you do. Three guys, three players. Now, this is not just going to be a day one, a day two, day three thing. This could be anybody. Justin Fields being the only Buckeye that was drafted right there on day one in the first round. He's open for this segment as well. Three players, their new landing spots, why Jay likes where they fell. Number one, it ultimately is going to be number one in the program, number one in so many hearts, Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. Going number 11 overall to the Chicago Bears in a place that, well, they need a quarterback. Now, I'm not saying he's going to start day one, but they need a quarterback. You're going to have Andy Dalton starting quarterback. Possibly. Some of you are saying, Jay, have you watched Andy Dalton play football? Do you think he's really a starter? I don't think he's a long-term starter. I think he can start the season. I think him and or Nick Foles could start week one, unless Justin Fields really just shows out and says, well, the things I got in my brain, I can process those very, very quickly, and I can do those on the field. There's going to be one less preseason game in the NFL than normal. Normally, there are four. Last year, there were zero. This year, there will only be three. So those preseason games will be very, very vital to seeing if Justin Fields will be the starter in the upcoming season. But Justin Fields being drafted by the Bears shows two things. One, the Bears are looking to their future, but two, it allows Fields to learn under two guys that have been around for a while. Andy Dalton, 10-plus year career. I don't remember how long he's been in, but he's been in for a very long time. And then number two, Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP, was back up to Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz goes down, and we saw what the Eagles did. Doug Peterson, Frank Reich with that offense, what they did to win the Super Bowl that year. I believe they also beat the New England Patriots. Anytime the Patriots lose, your boy loves to see it. So, Justin Fields to the Bears, excited to see it. Oh, be on the lookout today as well. Bonus episode possibly coming. Hasn't been recorded yet, but I believe it will be recorded on Sunday evening where myself and Lauren Cox of Locked On Bears will be doing a crossover episode, really just getting more insight to Justin Fields and how he fits into the Chicago Bears offense. Number two, I'm going to go the guy that was picked next, 60th overall, to the New Orleans Saints. It is Pete Werner, linebacker, outside linebacker, Ohio State. There's a couple things that I like about Pete Werner from things we saw last year and how that I think that there will be things that we'll see from him next year in the National Football League. Number one, the move from Pete Werner to go from Sam to Will be the most ideal spot for him in the National Football League. We got to see what Pete does when he is a weak side backer. When you're the strong side backer, there's not just the responsibility doesn't just change, but also you're doing things that the weak side guy does not do, and you're in space a whole lot more. Now, Pete got a whole lot better in space this past year. Pete Werner was a guy that we saw and we noticed, hey, Pete can be in the space a little bit. Pete's coverage is a whole lot better. Hey, blitzing-wise, Pete Werner, that's your guy. Pete Werner, amazing. And I love to see it. That path that New Orleans has started to go ahead and get guys from Ohio State, from Columbus, bring them down to the Bayou. I like it. I love it. Your boy wants to see some more of it. Pete Werner, right down there in New Orleans. I think Sean Payton knows something about Ohio State players, and I think there's a possibility of an Ohio State offensive player, maybe a wide receiver, going to New Orleans very next year. Who will that be? Stick around on Wednesday. We'll talk about who that player is. But then also one more. I have 15 players to choose from. I am going to go to the 49ers, Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon's landing spot was very key to me, very, very important. When you have a guy that has injury issues, when you have a guy that's coming off an injury in the last game that he played in, when you have a guy that neither you nor I thinks he is going to be game one ready to start in the NFL, maybe you do, I don't. When you have a guy like that, the spot, the landing spot is very ideal for long-term success in the NFL. One thing I think people forget about in the NFL is scheme. One thing I think people forget about in the NFL is locker room, is culture. I talked about it with Big Ten Ben. Nico Collins from the team up north, a very talented wide receiver, but at the same time, being drafted by the Texans, you don't know if your GM is going to be there very long. The head coach could get fired. You don't know who your quarterback is right now with Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun could be put up out of town very, very soon. The culture in Houston is not a good one. It's been a bad culture for a few years now, and now you're seeing a guy, Nico Collins, went from a bad situation and the team up north in Ann Arbor, where there's so many guys that were disgruntled last year. So many guys left the team. Harbaugh, would he get fired? Would he not get fired? He gets re-signed to an extension. He gets signed to an extension. But he is a guy where his buyout is more school-friendly, organization-friendly. Nico Collins going from the team up north to down at Houston, fit and scheme is everything as well as culture. Well, the 49ers, there was a lot of talk about them being ready to win right now. There's a ready-made team to win. That's San Fran. They got Trey Lance, the quarterback. I don't think he'll start day one. I think he will be a starter at some point in the NFL. Will it be a consistent thing? I don't know. But also with Trey Sermon, you're going to a team where they already have a lot of pieces, a lot of veterans, a lot of guys around you that won't be asking you to do a whole lot too soon, too early. No. Baby steps, baby. We're taking baby steps. One day at a time. I was going to try and do like baby steps as I walk as in the air with my hands, but you guys think Jay is doing gang signs for those of you watching via YouTube. So I'm going to refrain from doing the air walk with my hands going from one place to the next. Maybe you can get this while on my table. I don't know. No, I don't think you can hear that. But Trey Sermon to San Fran, like it. Werner to the Saints, like it. Fields to the Bears, like that as well. Who do you guys like? What draft pick or undrafted free agent that got picked up via the UFA market? Not UFO, UFA, do you like? Tweet at me, at jstevens07. Hop in my mentions, my DMs on Twitter. They're open for you to communicate with me on a consistent basis. Some of you have already started doing that. Continue. Let's keep this train rolling. Speaking of keeping the train rolling, we'll be right back to talk about Jameson Williams. Will he play football? Not will. We know he will. Where will he play football next year? We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, check this out. There's a good chance you're a person like me that loves a good protein bar. You know, you guys are on that diet. You're on some type of diet. Maybe you're trying to lose some weight. Maybe you're just trying to stay in shape, bulk up just a tad. And you want a protein bar that fits your macros, fits your meal plan, but also tastes like a candy bar as well. Well, guys, I have ended my search, and I thoroughly encourage you to consider ending yours as well. Because, guys, Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy to help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, and they're also great for the keto diet. And one amazing detail about every Built Bar is that they are covered in 100% chocolate. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. As we wrap up today's episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, want to remind you about something to be on the lookout for throughout the rest of the week. There will be some bonus episodes coming. There will be a lot of interviews conducted this week with NFL hosts, with hosts from the Locked On NFL family, Locked On 49ers, Locked On Bears, Locked On Packers, Locked On Vikings. Just in a few shows, we'll get a host from said show, have them on here, just try to figure out how Ohio State players fit better into the new team that they'll be playing for very, very soon. Some of them may be audio only. So Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Find a audio place that you subscribe to. Also find a video place you subscribe to as well, so you don't miss any of those interviews, to get a little bit more insight about former Ohio State players and what they'll be playing football in the National Football League. Future. Speaking of future, today, it's all been about the future, where guys will play football very, very soon in the fall, professional-wise. But now, we're going back to college. where we are consistently. Because Ohio State recently had a wide receiver, Jameson Williams, who recently transferred into the transfer portal. And my thought, I was wondering, where in the world will Jameson Williams end up playing football next year? Will it be in the Big Ten? As the Big Ten did say, there could be one-time transfers inside the league where you can play immediately. Of course, that had to come right after the NCAA said one-time transfers would be approved. The Big Ten said, well, we can't be doing things that maybe the SEC is not doing in the SEC. Well, we see what the SEC does with their players. We see what the SEC does and how the tradition rich and how things are down there. Well, we can't let the SEC, figuratively speaking, be better than us in anything. So we got to go ahead and change things up. But the Big Ten Conference had to do things a little bit later than others out in that conversation right there. But Jameson Williams, I was very curious where he would play football next year. He's going to do a few things. One, try to find a place where he can play right away. I'm not just saying play, get initiated right away, but also wants to go to a place where he can be a guy that can be in the starting lineup, maybe the rotation, and get a lot of playing time. Not rotation. We want to X that out. Because if it was all about being in the rotation, he would have probably stayed at Ohio State. Jameson Williams is good enough to play football in the Big Ten at Ohio State. Starting-wise right now, the talent that Ohio State has, that's a different story. There are 7 teams, 7 schools that have been in contact with Jameson Williams that are trying to pull him from where he is in the portal to their campus to play football for them in the future in the fall. Those 7 schools go as follows. Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, University of Florida, Michigan State, USC, and the team up north. I am kind of thinking to myself, why in the world is there so much going on down there in Big Ten country? SEC country. Why in the world is he thinking about trying to go there? Well, I'm just saying, I mean, there's a lot of talent down there in the SEC. Alabama has a new quarterback that just lost 2 of their 2 best receivers. So there's a slot right there. Matt Corral down there in Ole Miss. He's played a little bit, but Ole Miss also lost some receivers to the draft. Texas A&M, new quarterback, Jimbo Fisher. If Jimbo wants you, I'm going to think about going down there. Dan Mullen at Florida. Come on now. That makes sense. Michigan State. Now, this is what's interesting to me, because Michigan State's a team that really the talent gap between Michigan State being at the bottom of the 7 group, I was kind of surprised. Yeah, I know he's a Missouri guy. Maybe Midwest living in Midwest weather might be amazing for him. But if that was the case, there's only 2 schools on this list, 2 of the 7 that are Midwest. The others have amazing weather, beautiful weather. You want to live in LA, USC? Go for it. I mean, it's sunny, beautiful, blue skies. Yeah, it may rain a little bit, but that's Southern California. Most of the time, you want to get ideal weather. Then ultimately, the team up north had a lot of guys transfer out. Going to get some guys transferring in. I don't have a finger or a pulse on where I think Williams will go. I do not know that as of right now. What I do know is if you can play for Nick Saban, I'm going for it. If you can play for Jimbo Fisher, I'm going for it. Dan Mullen, I'm going for it. There's so much talent, so many amazing head coaches. Maybe now we did talk about culture just a little bit with Nico Collins and the culture at the university, the team up north, and then also him going to Houston. Well, the guy that kind of started things down there in Houston, Bill O'Brien, who is now the new OC at the University of Alabama. Will he bring that culture? Will he bring that mindset down to Alabama? I doubt it, because Nick Saban would not have him come back if he was going to do the same things he did at Houston for the Houston Texans. But I can't go wrong with any of these options. Well, except for one. You know which one it is. Me personally, I'm thinking USC. That guy, Keaton Slovis, he could sling that rock. And if you could be a wide receiver on that offense, already have a really, 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 really good receiver room, just like Ohio State out there in L.A. Keaton Slovis, Jameson Williams, could be something. We see that connection in the fall. Guys, this has been a lot of fun, and make sure you come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as we'll be continuing draft recap all week long. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You guys can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Now that we're done with this show, guys, I want to remind you to make sure you check out Locked On Today, because the Locked On Today podcast, you can get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.